Proclamation number 7914 of 9th of June, 1961. Love for neighbor, help in spiritual need. I have given you a commandment to love one another. And this also means that you should patiently bear the other person's weaknesses, that you should help him in every adversity of body and soul. For the weak need the strong for support, and therefore your intercession should also be for the weak so that he receives strength to walk according to my will. Therefore you should also take care of your fellow human being's spiritual hardship by giving him strength through good thoughts and prayer, which he needs for his spiritual progress. Anyone who has the grace to directly receive the bread of heaven, the water of life, from me should first give it to the weak person, for then he will also directly impart the strength to him which will beneficially touch his soul. Then the weakness will also give way, he will become strong in spirit, he will constantly demand to receive food and drink from me, and you will have accomplished the greatest work of love for your neighbor, which will have an effect for all eternity. Only love will ever achieve this, the will to help people in every adversity. And then you will also prove your love for me, for you know that every soul is dear to me, that I want to win it for myself and that I bless everyone who helps me to win a soul. Thus I value the work for me and my kingdom particularly highly because souls which once separated from me I brought to me again as a result. And the work for me and my kingdom consists of supplying people with my word, of remedying the spiritual hardship therein by supplying them with my word, of supplying strength to the souls because they are weak and need strength. However, this work for me and my kingdom will only ever be carried out by people who have a heart willing to love, otherwise their fellow human beings' adversity would not touch them. Therefore, no person who voluntarily works in the vineyard can be denied love either. Unless he seeks worldly reward, honor and glory and earthly goods. But these laborers are not in my service, they still serve the world and the one who is master of this world. My servants, however, are called and chosen by me myself, and thus as long as they selflessly serve me they are driven by the love within themselves which is meant for me and their fellow human beings. And since people's spiritual hardship is evident they fully commit themselves to bringing them help which consists of spreading my word into the world, of proclaiming my gospel to people, which I myself commissioned them to do. Thus they serve me and their neighbor and thereby prove their love for me and their neighbor. But I also know what you humans need who are still weak. I know what kind of nourishment gives you strength and what my servants therefore have to offer you so that you become healthy, so that your soul matures and takes the path back to me from whom it once originated. And therefore I myself convey the right nourishment to earth, and it is blessed with my strength. I come to you myself in the word, I offer myself to you as nourishment. For I am the word. And you shall receive me myself into your hearts, and then you will truly lack nothing, you will lose all weakness, you will receive strength in abundance, and you will effortlessly cover your pilgrimage on earth with the success that after the death of your body you will enter the kingdom of the beyond in light and strength. For this is truly accomplished by my word, which I myself convey to you from on high. And you, my servants on earth, live out love when you help your neighbor in spiritual need. When you bring them my word, you then also demonstrate love for me, for you then bring my children back to me who were separated from me for a long time. Amen.